Okay, this is it. Huh. 1, 2, 3.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
I'm going insane!
Why don't we do it in the road?
No one will be watching us. Well, yeah, that's true, but we can listen. And we're listening to Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I am Mike Gold. That was the Beatles. That was Why Don't We Do It in the Road? Why Don't We? This is usually where the snarky disc jockey makes a rude comment about Yoko Ono. But, you know, it's been almost a half century. Get over it. Tonight, as I try to get over it, we've got tons of stuff for you, as we always do, but this time around, most all of it is stuff we've never played before. Why? Because I'm in a really weird mood. Yeah, I'm about to jump in the car and drive off to Detroit City. Nice little town, wonderful place for barbecue and music. But I don't think I'm going to be enjoying any of the music this trip around, so I'm in a weird mood. Really weird mood. Let's see what I can come up with when I go really strange, so strange that even I notice it. We've just had the solstice. Now you're getting the mostest. And the mostest starts with Steppenwolf right here on America's true pop culture channel, GetThePointRadio.com. We'll be right back.
cream of the crop. Tommy took her to the medley. Said, man, she wouldn't stop. Holy muscle of love. I got a muscle up. I must have come to that crazy age where everything is hot.
Lights are on. Please turn off the lights.
I looked into the mirror and it poisoned my mind twice. It left me both times crippled, and it tossed my fate like dice. I looked into the mirror and the devil smiled both times. My flesh was sold with no feelings, with no reason or rhyme.
Smile on my face.
Beck, Bogart, and a Peace Lady, but without Jerry Lewis. Before that, Spooky Tooth, The Mirror. Before that, from his brand new album, Steve Vai gives us Lights Are On. Before that, Alice Cooper, everybody's favorite Republican golfing rock and roller, Muscle of Love. And we open the set with the always topical Gang War Blues from Steppenwolf, named after the Hermann Hesse novel, not after the Jack Kirby New Gods stories. Although I think Jack was probably more influenced by Hesse than by the music. Hard to tell. Okay, that was loud. Not that weird. A little. Most of it, you know, you haven't heard for a while, at least here on Weird Sounds. The next set, well, let me tell you, it's weirder. You'll find out in 10.
Mike, go!
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
Get the point.
Couldn't sleep at all last night. The light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Downstairs was striking four.
We'll be right back. rose one. I said, come on, baby, let's have us some fun. And we reeled. And it was 1:45. You know, she said she didn't, but I know she do. And we reeled. Yeah, I was reeling and rocking and rolling. We were reeling and rocking and rolling till the break of dawn. Looked at my watch and it was 2:45. She said, wait a minute, Chuck, I gotta go. Bring me a Coca-Cola, please. And it was almost 4. You know, she turned me around and said, me do it some more. And I go, well, child, we were reeling, rocking and rolling now. Reeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. Blow, blow, blow. Rolling like a Mustang on a 4-day drive. And I looked at my watch and it was 5:45. Finally got it fixed and I reeled. Well, I was rolling, rocking. We were reeling and rolling. I looked at my watch, it was a little past 6. Man, I jumped back firm like a cement mixer. Watching it was 7:15. That's when we rolled up and took off to heaven. Well, child, we were reeling, rocking and rolling now. Reeling and rocking and rolling till the break of dawn. Looked at my watch and it was 8:15. You know she made a little move and made me stretch out straight, yeah. Watching it was 8:45. She said, ooh, Chuck, baby, this show feel fine. Well, time reeling and rocking, rolling time. Reeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. Looked at my watch and it was 9:45. You know she called me right back and made me do it again. Watching it was 11:30. She turned back and called me something dirty. You know why? You know why? You know why? I ain't gonna tell you why. Looked at my watch and it was 12:00. Man, we start digging like an old steam shovel. We were kitchen. We boogied in the hall. I got some on my finger, so I wiped it on the wall.
Taking it from the top, Bobby Lewis, Tossin' and Turnin'. That was my favorite song when I was 10. Really, that's, I think, when I might have been 11. That's when that track was released. God, I loved it. Don't know why. Still do. Hope you do, too. Gary Moore followed. That's the blues guy doing rock and roll, not the TV guy who discovered Carol Burnett. And if you get that one, you're older than me, and you should check your pulse. That was Rockin' and Rollin' Papa Chubby, who I'm going to be seeing on the 4th of July. Yeah! He's rolling and tumbling. The Ventures. They happen to be moving and grooving. And we closed with the immortal, the man rock and roll should have been named after. It's not rock and roll, it's Chuck Berry, reeling and rocking. So, just a review. That was, a thump was me grabbing the log, Tossin' and Turnin', Rockin' and Rollin', Rollin' and Tumblin', Movin' and Groovin', Reelin' and Rockin'. Hey, I warned you, okay? Our next set. Yeah, we're gonna get a little weirder still. Check out the writing credits on the next set, okay? That should be interesting. And you'll find out all by yourself and whomever else is in the room in 10.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Nothing's found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
we suddenly know what what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin.
black magic has weaved its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame with burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. Flame, burning desire, that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for. You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in. I'm under that old black magic called love. Oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. Under that old black magic called love.
It's a real kind of the story of life. It's about a saxophone player who moved to London. And boy, he just wasn't getting any work. I mean, things were really going bad for him, you know. And so he just every day just sit around his house and practice his horns. And one day he woke up and it had stopped raining in London. And boy, this was like a whole new thing to him. And he threw open the window and down from one end of the horizon to the other, the most magnificent rainbow. It was like God saying to him, the whole world is going to change. And he stared at it for what seemed like hours. And he looked down and there was his tenor sax and the sun sort of glistening. And he thought, dare I, or would it be that too melodramatic? And he said, no, I don't care. This is real. He picked up the horn, threw open the window and started playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow on his saxophone. Somewhere. And a crowd started to gather down below. They could hear him. And they said, that's magnificent. And the crowd got bigger. And he got to the middle part of the song, you know, the bridge. And he forgot it. He says, well, he said, you don't know how it happened. Like, he'd never forgotten it before. He said, well, I'll start at the beginning again. Maybe I'll remember it this time. And he started at the beginning somewhere, and he got to the middle again, just drew a blank. He said, he didn't know what to do. He couldn't, and the people down below started saying, play the middle part. They started to get hostile. And he said, wait a minute, man, I forgot it. They said, play it. And he said, oh, wait, I'll try it. He went from the beginning again like 20 times. He gets to the middle part, call it the bridge, and he couldn't remember it. And the people were getting hostile. Play it, you turkey! So he said, I don't know. And he threw the saxophone out, and they started to boo. And this was all he could take because the beginning of the day was so magnificent. And he threw himself out the window and hit the pavement and broke. And boy, in his last couple seconds on earth as he was passing on to his reward, man, the ambulance pulled up, and the siren on the ambulance was going, doo doo.
Somewhere over the rainbow, but it is flying. Oh, they're flying high over that rainbow. Just wondered why can't I? Somewhere over that old rainbow, way up high, my God, there's a land old Jerry's dreamed of, watched in a lullaby. Someday I'll be shipping on a star, waking up with those clouds that are far behind me. You know those kisses are melting like lemon drops off above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Hey, mama, they're flying high over that rainbow. Why can't I?
Hell God, yeah, says Jimmy Swaggart's cousin. That was a little romp through the Great American Songbook from some of Earth's mightiest rock and rollers. We opened with Big Brother and Holding Company featuring Janis Joplin in George Gershwin's Summertime, followed by Ry Cooder covering Johnny Cash's Get Rhythm. You might not think of Johnny as part of the Great American Songbook. You should. Everybody should. Spread the word. The amazing Etta James, At Last. That's a Harry Warren tune. And yeah, you know, that song just gets me every time. I just love it. Well, Begin the Beguine. Yeah, that was Cole Porter. And that was interpreted by Pete Townshend. Yeah, the Who. And without the Who, just Pete. Followed by another Cole Porter tune. I'm certain I can do a whole show of Cole Porter's tunes as covered by major rock and blues musicians. And maybe someday I will. I probably should. That was U2's Night and Day. You probably are familiar with Joe Jackson's version of that because it's been played here at Weird Sounds. And we follow that with that old Black Magic, the Arlen and Mercer tune, as interpreted by Bob Dylan. It's true. You knew it was Bob Dylan. And you knew it was a classic. You were probably waiting for Louis Prima, weren't you? We played that here, too. After that, we did a couple of minutes from Pete Barbuti. Pete was a wonderful musician slash comedian. Mostly comedian. But he could play lots of tunes, including, I believe, The House Broom. He was very unusual. Came out of the sort of beatnik generation that gave us unbelievable talents like Brother Theodore and Lord Buckley, and of course Lenny Bruce. Pete was just stunning, just amazing. He was singing about London and about Somewhere Over the Rainbow, so of course we went to the Jerry Lee Lewis version because, well, why not, you know? This is, I think it's a pretty cool version, actually. That tune, of course, is from Arlen and Harburg, two of the greats. Yeah, if you can't go to Broadway, we can bring Broadway to you in rock and roll form in 2016. I'm sending that set out to the Babe from Bayonne. Yeah, there was no Sinatra there, but hey, you know, Bayonne isn't Hoboken. And next, we're going to go to the more industrial side of town. Beware in 12.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
I got my electronic drive.
Going backwards once again. That was Nirvana. That was the Steve Albini mix of Heart Shaped Box. Before that, Malcolm Middleton, Rainy Day Women, number 12 and number 35. Bob Dylan's classic tune from Blonde on Blonde. Before that, Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. Before that, KMFDM, I Heart You. And we opened with the Dead Boys. Yes, they're boys, so they're not grateful. And they did Sonic Reducer. Last week was an interesting week. Started off with one of my senators, actually, here in Connecticut, doing his impression of Jimmy Stewart on the floor of the United States Senate, saying, damn, we gotta stop screwing around and do something about these assault weapons. You know, maybe we could start with just, I don't know, not selling them to people who we think might be terrorists, so we won't let them on an airplane. And he forced a vote, of course. Of course, the Democrats lost because the Republicans are in thrall of the NRA. So a bunch of congressmen decided to force the issue by taking over the Congress. They stood there for about 25 hours, led by Congressman John Lewis. And they sort of chased the pro-gun people away. They'll all be back in July 5th. But we're talking about issues here that over 90% of the American public agrees with, including virtually all gun owners. Are we going to change? Well, this is an election year. We should damn well change something. Then, of course, after that, the British folk decided to quit the European Union, and that caused massive declines in the stock market all over the world, much worse in Europe than it was here. We know that immigration and the hostility towards immigration is at the root of all of that, and it's just possible that the Brits bit off their nose to spite their face. That was my rant for the week. I am Mike Gold. Your mileage may vary. Let us know. Tweet me at Mike Gold. We shall return next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel. Right here at Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. Right here at GetThePointRadio.com. Yes, indeedy do. We've got the last 7.5 minutes of this show covered by the greatest, Miss Coco Taylor. Take us home.
Baby told me not so very long ago. He said, I don't love you, and I can't let you go. And that was too much for me. That's why I walked the back streets crying.
say, here's another reason. Make me wanna leave. You ain't got enough for nothing to keep me. That was too much for me. That's why I walk the back streets. Watch my baby just as far as I could see. You know the man, he started running and waving goodbye to me. And that was too much for me. That's why I walk the back streets. Called blues. Oh yeah.
And our heroes rode painfully into the sunset and toward their next hair-raising adventure. Be sure to be with us next time for further adventures of
Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine.
This has been an Arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.